Good morning, folks. It's time for Democratic Perspective, brought to you by the Verde Valley Independent Democrats, a weekly talk show about the crucial political issues facing the Verde Valley, Sedona, Northern Arizona, and the nation at large. Join us for a stimulating, thought-provoking discussion. You'll get the facts as we focus on the challenges facing everyone. Good morning, folks. Steve Williamson here, and sitting across me, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed?
I never got that expression. I'm not. It sounds vaguely, you know, naughty.
It doesn't even sound like you, does
Mike,
it?
No, not at all. Mike Azantino. Yes, I've been mispronouncing my own name for 60 years, but we have a show this morning.
Yes, and
we have a full studio.
Yes. So why don't we? You want to introduce them, or you want our guests to introduce them?
Yeah, Karen Mackey. Is right here.
Hi. Kathy Kinsella.
Kathy Kinsella.
Right. Sedona resident now for
Kathy Kinsella is right here.
Over a year full time. Been here 7 years part time. And sitting next to me is.
This is Angela Lefevre, long time resident in Sedona and dabbled with politics for many years.
Dabbled in politics. I like that.
Barbara Luttrell, and I've lived in Sedona for some 15 years in the area and served on city council for 4 years.
So what the hell are we talking about today?
Oh, well, we're putting together a campaign boot camp, a candidate boot camp.
Because, that's a really good idea.
Well, there's such a surge of interest among people, you know, with the recent climate of politics these days. People are looking around and saying, gee, maybe I need to step up and run for office, but I have no idea what it takes or what that means or what I'd be interested in doing. But they look around and they see a need, and they also see the example out there that really anybody can do it. It's just getting over the can't. A lot of people are standing in their own way. So what we've done is we've put together a three-session training program.
This is League of Women Voters,
League
right?
of Women Voters, yes, has put together a wonderful team made up of Barbara, Angela, myself, Polly Cullen, JT from the City Council, and John Neville. And we've been putting this together for about 2 months now. And it's a series of three workshops that are going to teach people how to run for office, how to put a campaign team together, how to raise money, what the actual reporting requirements are. We're looking to give real tools for how people can make that decision of should I run, what would be the right office to run for, and how do I do it?
Excellent idea. There's so many. I mean, we have so many whack jobs. This is Democratic Perspective, and when we don't pull any punches when we talk about the Arizona legislature.
Now, it's 3 days in May, right, separated?
Yes, there are three Wednesdays.
No, yeah, I was just going to add a bit about the background too. I personally was involved in a boot camp. It was for Democrats, but still, so this is not.
This is a nonpartisan.
This is nonpartisan, but it was called Emerge, and it trained specifically women to learn how to run for office. And it opened my eyes. It really did. It taught you all the background about what you need to know and so on. And there are so many things which people kind of, they're perhaps frightened, scared about the unknown. And this is a way where we can bridge that gap.
Well, running for office is, I think, for many years I worked with DORA, and trying to get people to run for office is, I think, the most difficult task we ever face. It's very complicated, and it's very intimidating. And so what your camp is trying to do, and it doesn't matter whether you're Republican or a Democrat or an independent, you're going to show people step by step over three separate days how you run a campaign and get some of that. I think people, it looks like a giant wall of rock, the idea of running on a campaign. And I think your boot camp's aimed at an undercutting that, right, Barbara?
Yes, it is. Over the course of the past year, we have seen membership in the League of Women Voters soar. And people, there are more and more people that want to be active in politics. And so the League is a nonpartisan, but we are political when it comes to issues. But we're a nonpartisan organization. And we thought this was a great opportunity to capitalize on everybody's desire to be active and to learn more. You know, we've had more meetings where people, and I ask them why they're there, and they'll say, you know, I haven't really paid attention much to politics, and now I want to learn more. And so this is a perfect time for us to capitalize on getting people helping people get informed and to step up and be active. And, you know, one inspires the other. And so the boot camp, one of our taglines with it is getting over the can't. Because when you talk to people and you say, why don't you run for office? Most of them say, oh, I can't ever do that. And you get into the why. And what we're trying to do with the boot camp is get over the can't so people can see that this is not some unreachable dream kind of task, that there are practical tools that you can use to become educated about the issues, to form your team, to, you know, begin your campaign, and to be able to present yourself out there, both whether you're talking about speeches, physically, whatever, but also in your campaign literature. So we can go over some of those details, but I think the important thing is getting over the can't.
And suppose you didn't decided from the camp, Kathy. What, suppose you went to camp and you thought, well, I really, being a candidate's not for me. It would train you to be a campaign manager, right, and a
Absolutely.
Treasurer.
Absolutely. As you said, this is over three successive Wednesdays. It's May 3rd, May 10th, and May 17th. And we are asking for people to register ahead of time so that we know how many people are going to be there and we can, you know, tailor
how
it.
How do they do that?
But they can register by getting in touch with Barbara Luttrell at blutrell@aol.com. And her phone number is 649-0135. Just give a call and register. Or if you see any of us out and about on the streets of Sedona, let us know and we'll register you. But, yes, you're absolutely right that this gives the tools for people who want to support a campaign as well, not just for candidates, but if you're thinking, gee, I really want to help my neighbor. My neighbor is a great person who I think would do a good job, but we don't know how to put this together. Well, we will teach you. And we thought there was certainly enough material out there to make it over three nights, too. The first night is going to be a panel discussion. It'll address things like assessing your own qualifications, how you choose an office to run for. Yes, there is a difference from running for the city council to the state legislature. The types of issues that you face are different. The time requirements are different. The temperament might even be different. So we're going to teach you how to assess that, how to put a campaign team together. What do you need? You need somebody who can actually write literature for you for your campaign material. You need, you know, graphic design. You need somebody who can help you raise money. Need somebody who can keep track of the money. All of that we're going to answer. And then on May 10th, we're going to do a workshop focusing on how candidates will present themselves. Where do you go to speak? How should you look when you're speaking? What should you say? Make sure you have eye contact, the handshake, all that practical material we're going to go over, as well as how do you represent yourself in materials? What are campaign materials? Well, that's everything from a bumper sticker to, you know, the mailings that you do, to friends, to the, you know, letters to the editor that friends might write. I'm going to tell you all about the different tools that are available and how to put them together. The third workshop on the 17th is going to be a really practical session on helping candidates understand how to develop a budget, setting priorities, how to raise money, and how to do the financial reporting that's required.
I was going to ask Angela that you did an awful lot of knocking on doors and stuff, and you found, I mean, this is one of the most intimidating aspects of running as a candidate, but you actually found it inspiring and interesting and enjoyed going and talking to people. I mean, that was like fun there ever for you, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think it sounds kind of old-fashioned in a way in today's techie age, but I'm all for it. I think, you know, boots on the ground, as what was it Kirkpatrick used to talk about, but whatever. But I don't know if she ever did it.
And but, you met all kinds of people.
It was
you met
amazing.
Hundreds and hundreds of voters,
know,
right?
And the most difficult thing, especially you run around for state legislature and going into certain parts of the state, of the district, was kind of scary. I always had somebody with me because they were rather not very friendly, let's put it that way. But it takes a little bit of courage to go that final step and knock on somebody's door. But 95% of the time, I was welcomed. There was the odd one or two.
So people shouldn't be afraid of knocking
not. I mean,
on doors or
say,
making
yeah,
phone calls.
As long as
calls.
You go with somebody, yeah. I think and knocking on the door has been proven, certainly in the analysis that I've read, to be the most effective by far. You know, and then second is phone calling. Then third is the mailings. Meetings are easy, but a lot of them end up in the bin. You know.
So will you, Kathy, will you guys teach people the techniques
yes.
for this?
Yes, it goes back to, again, as Angela was saying, you know, people think, I can't go door to door. It makes you too nervous. I can't ask friends for money. It makes me too nervous. Yes, you can. And we're going to show you how you can do that. I'm going to show you, you know, who to call, how to call. We're going to tell you to go door to door. We're going to tell you to team up with somebody, you know, if it's uncomfortable for you. Each one of us here, Barbara, Angela, and myself, have held elected office, them here and me in New York State, and we've all had to go through that. And it's sometimes harder as well for women. You know, we're not known to be, you know, aggressive. We don't like asking for things. Women are very self-reliant. But you do. You need to ask for help. You need to ask for the financial help, the support of your friends and neighbors. You need to get everybody involved in your campaigns. There are unlimited resources that you may not be able to identify until you go through our training, and we will help you identify them.
Says the League of Women Voters of the Greater Verde Valley, of which I'm a member, and so are many men. The League of Women Voters is having this three successive Wednesdays in May, May 3rd, 10th, and 17th. A great, great idea, a candidate boot camp. What if you want to just, you're not sure, and you want to just say, well, you know, I'm like Barbara said, I'm want to get a little more politically involved, or at least politically aware.
Sure. It's still for you.
Because
you could come, and even if you don't run this time, you might help out on a campaign. You may run next time. Sometimes it takes people need to be asked several times to run for office. They need to consider it. It's a process, and we want to get the process going.
And I, just to add to that, in terms of women running for office, you know, there's some research that shows that women need to be invited to run for office, and they usually need to be asked about six times. And so what we encourage everybody to do, and what I encourage everybody to do when I'm at meetings, is find someone and ask them to run for office, and then keep planting the seed with them to run for office, because it takes a while. You know, as the research shows, you know, a man when asked to run for office, you know, Steve, will you run for Senate?
No.
Steve thinks about it and says, I could do that. You know, I've been doing this, and this. But when a woman is asked to run for office, she normally says, oh, I can't do that. I'm not qualified. And so we have to really look at who we are, what we do, and how those qualifications make us more than ready to step up and run for public office.
Are you going to have some guest speakers, right?
Yes, yes.
Can I read the list?
Well, this list is not...
Okay, then I won't read the list.
Let us do the list.
Let me ask you, you've all run for office and held office. I mean, so Barbara, what made you decide to run? What was the process for you, and then Angela, and then Kathy? What was the process of making the jump from being interested in politics to actually running for office?
And I guess I wasn't actually interested in politics per se. I was involved in issues that ended up being political. I mean, at the time that I was here, I was involved in a number of community activities. I was president of Keep Sedona Beautiful. We had several issues going on in town. And I did not find that the council at that time was addressing the issues the way that I would have addressed the issues. So a lot of it comes down to what do you think you can contribute? And so I ran for office, and part of my platform, there were a couple of parts to my platform. One was the fact that we were getting ready to do a new community plan. And I felt that it was really important that we had a council that understood what Sedona was about and was interested in the preservation of those parts of Sedona that were really important, and that being part of the community plan process was going to be important over those next 4 years. So I not only ran, that was part of my platform, but I also ended up serving as the liaison from council to the community planning committee.
So the issues came first and then the decision to run. Angela, how about
yes.
you? What got you to run for office? Because I think folks listening out there, don't you think, Mike, are really intimidated by the idea? I mean, we're talking about running for office, and this is a nonpartisan.
Well, it's much more fun to make fun of politicians than to be one.
That's right. It's all this negativity toward politicians, and so it's like almost a stigma to be a politician when, in fact, nothing functions without people willing to do political stuff.
Well, I've always been interested and involved in politics. I think I was born a politician, maybe. That's what my father tells me anyway. But I it's just been part of who I am. So I actually worked with the Labour Party when I grew up in London, and I worked with two Labour members of Parliament. So that was a wonderful time of my life. You know, it was great and very motivating and interesting and so on. So there's always been that part of me. I've always felt it's important. And that's why I think the League of Women Voters plays such an essential part in being involved, not only, well, first of all, starting to vote. I mean, let's face it. How many people don't even vote? So I think that's one thing that the League does that's tremendous is getting people involved, registering them, and then taking that one step further. If you can vote, you're voting for candidates, then why not run?
One of the sources, one of the things we're involved with is El Portal, Steve Segner, and his wonderful boutique hotel support this show. As well does Democrats of the Red Rocks. This is our announcement for our supporters. Democrats of the Red Rocks support Democratic Perspective, and El Portal support Democratic Perspective. And we believe that running for office, being a candidate, is probably the biggest involvement you can do. This is like the big kahuna of political involvement. So you can write letters, you can make phone calls, you can post on Facebook until your butt falls off. But running for office is, and I know you guys are trying to maybe mitigate it a little bit and say it's not that big and scary, but it is that important and is that necessary. I think in my opinion.
And this Thursday, I think it's the 20th, right? Dr. David Garcia is going to be speaking to DOOR at the DOOR breakfast, which is arrive about 8 o'clock. It's a really good breakfast, and it's a nice venue. He's running for governor, and Mike is going to interview him after the DOOR breakfast,
and
we'll have him on the show next Monday for you. You guys will be able to listen to a candidate who's running for governor. Before we forget, Kathy, how did you decide to run? What was the process for you? In other words, you're trying to encourage particularly women to go through the process of becoming a candidate. What was it like for you?
Well, and for me, the office that I held was certainly a non-traditional office for women. I was the elected highway superintendent for the town of Rhinebeck in New York. And I had come to that decision. I'd had a background in government. I'd worked for the New York State Assembly member. I ran his district office and later became his director of communication. And in between those two stints, I ran an agency for New York City. So I had a background in government. And when I moved up to the town of Rhinebeck, I looked around and there was a real need for people to step up and run there. So for me, it was saying, what office do I feel most suited for? Everything was up that year. And so I thought about running for the town supervisor or for the town board. But for me, the highway superintendent position was very attractive because I liked the idea of an agency, the autonomy of running an agency. I liked the idea of an end product at the end of my work. I liked seeing the infrastructure construction. So that's what I mean about in boot camp, how we're going to help people identify the office that's right for them. You have to say not only what's out there, but what are my needs? What am I particularly good at? Where will I be satisfied as well so that it's a good fit? So that's some of what we want to certainly talk about.
Excellent. I've never had the I've certainly felt the pull to run for office, but I've never had the courage, and so this sort of program is essential for people like me.
It is kind of step by step, right? Mm-hmm. I would really encourage people to come and check it out, even though you may think that you don't want to run for office or like Mike, you never really pursued it. I think it's a good thing to go to this program because I think that you can learn a lot about politics. I mean, one of the best ways to learn anything is by participating as directly as possible. Barbara?
I, one of the things I just wanted to mention is the League of Women Voters had run a program at Ollie before the election, and it was called An Informed Voter. And we had people come speak before us from the various different offices and so on. But the main thing is one program that Paul Friedman, or an exercise that he gave us from Ollie, was, do you have any idea how many elected officials affect your life? Do you know? Do you have any idea?
None.
I do, because I took the class.
Okay. What was the number?
It's about 40.
Exactly. There are 40 different elected offices that affect our lives when we're voting on the ballot. And when you look at 2018 and you see the openings that there will be, I mean, the Arizona legislature turns over completely every 2 years. And so in 2018, there are 90 seats in the legislature that are up for election. And in our district, of course, we have one senator and two representatives. So Sylvia Allen, Bob Thorpe, and Brenda Barton are all up for re-election in 2018. Now, the question is there someone who wants to run and oppose them? And so that's on one level. Then you've got city council, school board, you know, even whether you're looking at assessor's offices, judges, and so on and so forth. So there are a lot of different opportunities that can be evaluated, and we'll be doing that during the boot camp.
And what really gets me is that here we are, Democratic perspective, is that there's a real dearth of Democrats. You know, I think, as I said before, you know, it's just we need, I want lots of candidates, but to me, having you go on election day and you vote and you see, okay, there's this position and there's just one name there. There's no Democrat. I think if there was just a Republican, or if there was just a Democrat and a Republican, either way, there should be a choice.
I'd like
and
to see better Republicans running, too,
that
than
too.
The people we have. We have
Bob
the most extreme, crazy people
Absolutely.
In the country. And I meet a lot of Republicans, and they're really not all like that. And I'd like to see more Republicans. Why don't we find a Republican, a sane Republican, running against Gosar?
Well, that's it. Reason has a liberal bias. You know, I mean, so just being reasonable makes you sound liberal, and the idea that we have, just as Angela said, we have all of these R's on the ballot, and just a lack of reason.
We do want to stress again that this is a nonpartisan
right.
training.
You guys are nonpartisan. We are partisan here. Gotcha.
Yes, and I support that personally. My views do not reflect those of the League of Women Voters, okay? But we strove, really, to make sure that in the speakers that we put together, the presenters for the panels, that we struck that balance. You wanted to read the list before, and there have been a couple changes to it, which is why
right.
I stopped you. But
that's fine.
Some of the names we definitely want to, you know, tell you that we have Tom Thurman, Yavapai County Supervisor. He's confirmed to come and speak. We have Heather Herman, Sedona School Board. She's confirmed to come and speak. Teresa Jones is not an elected official. Rather, she is the campaign finance supervisor for the Arizona Secretary of State's office. You know, she's coming to lend expertise on that. We have people who are coming that have a background in public speaking. We have people with a background locally as well as from down in Phoenix area, because they have absolute expertise to add no matter what somebody's party is. So this is good for everyone, and we do encourage people, because we want better candidates no matter if they run on a party line or as independent.
Well, that's it. The whole, as far as some of us are concerned, one of the reasons for political involvement, you didn't need to be politically involved, because you had reasonable candidates, reasonable office holders on both sides. That nobody was going to cut education. Nobody would be that stupid, you know. But, you know, nobody would cut Meals on Wheels. Nobody would be that stupid. So it didn't matter so much. Political involvement was something that you could choose or not choose, and your life remained pretty much the same. Those 40 people that Barbara Luttrell just said, those 40 elected officials that are involved in your life, didn't matter so much, because you had reasonable Republicans and you had reasonable Democrats. Not the case anymore.
The thing it seems to me is that so many Republicans have given up on the running in the Republican Party. I mean, we don't see them stepping forward, and so the Republican candidates, at least in my view, the ones we have up here, particularly in the state legislature, are some of the most extreme, ignorant, and ideologically weird people in the country. Where are the rest of the Republicans? Where's the guy who's been really successful, or a gal who's been really successful in business, who's a moderate, who cares about education and the environment, who's a Republican, and maybe conservative on economic issues? Why aren't they standing and running for office?
We just sent Tom O'Halloran to the House of Representatives. I mean, you described him as a candidate.
One of the bright spots in the last election.
That's
one
true.
Of the few. But I just think there's just a dearth of good candidates, and you know that's what this is all about. And I just feel, you know, the Republicans, they seem to come up with whatever candidates and they get elected. And you look who we have right now, you know.
Yeah.
They don't even bother showing up anywhere. there's a good phrase in Flagstaff. Everybody says, "Where's Bob?"
Yeah,
because nobody even sees him.
He is a mystery man here. We can't find out anything about him. I'm not sure that he exists.
He's kind of the mystery man. Yes.
But there are pictures of him. I know that when people recently went down to the office, all it didn't matter whether they're really conservative legislators, all were willing to talk to them, except Bob's people weren't there, and he wasn't there. He's the amazingly crazy absent guy.
Well, we'll have to invite him on the show now that we've maligned him so thoroughly.
He has a standing invitation.
Okay.
I'd love it.
That's good to hear. That's all I wanted.
Well, with the League of Women Voters and following the election, I mentioned before that there's been a great interest in activism. And so throughout this area, there are groups of people that are meeting in order to do something. And so whether they are making phone calls or sending postcards, writing letters to the editor, there are a good 10 groups that are small groups of people. They can range anywhere from 6 to 25 who are meeting to decide how they can be active in government. And part of it is going down to the legislature. And I've gone down there a couple of times with a carload of people. And, you know, we've gone to Jeff Flake's office. We've gone to Gosar's office in Flag. And we've gone to McCain's office. And while the individual representative is not there, their staffs have been extremely welcoming and willing to sit down and talk. However, we did that with Senator Allen, and her staff member was very open to sitting with us and hearing what we had to say. And both for Bob Thorpe and Brenda Barton, neither of them would have their staff set up an appointment for us to meet with even the staff.
Yeah.
And so we are their constituents. It's pretty outrageous when your representatives are not willing to meet with you or have their staff meet with you.
Yeah, Bob Thorpe's staff said they would not meet with anyone.
They're not available to
meet with any of their constituents.
But we know he's around because we saw the back of his head in the legislature when we attended one of the sessions.
Oh.
So we saw both Brenda Barton and maybe it was a stand-in.
What scares me, I don't know if it was Barton's staff but they said that she doesn't represent Democrats, that she's not there to represent. She's only there to represent her supporters.
Why it's so important to go and speak to her.
Right, exactly. And, you know, one of the things that is being encouraged is the legislature is about to break in Arizona. I mean, the league has a program today from 12:30 to 2 at Yavapai College, if you don't mind my giving it a plug.
Mm-hmm.
And Rivko Knox, who is, I love the name, she is a 50-year member of the league. And she is our lobbyist down at the 53rd legislature and has been for years. And she is there 8 hours, 10 hours a day, watching the bills, speaking on behalf of the various bills, and so on. So anyway, she's going to be up here giving us the inside scoop on the 53rd legislature today, 12:30 to 2 at Yavapai College. But when the legislature breaks, That's the time to set up appointments with all of these people in their individual communities. So we may have to go there because they're not really going to come here, especially, you know, I guess Jeff Flake had a town hall the other night. They're not happy with town halls. They're not doing town halls. But we can set up meetings to go to their communities and sit down in small groups. And so that's a really important thing for the communities and the various groups to do.
You need to keep legislators' feet to the fire. And there are many ways to do that. Yes, going down and meeting with them, but there are also things that you do in the local level. As Barbara mentioned, there are all these groups that are getting together and making phone calls, writing postcards, but also the big community events like March that's coming up this Saturday. Again, another plug. Saturday the 22nd is the National March on Science. This is happening on Earth Day. And here in Sedona, we'll be having a satellite march. When we had the Women's March back in January, they were called Sister Marches, and now that it's a march for science, they're called satellite marches. I love that. So this is happening 1 o'clock. We're taking off from Birch Boulevard at Creative Gateways. Birch, wonderful, wonderful gallery, and we're really grateful to them for letting us use their space, their courtyard and parking area to gather. And we're going to march down to Thai Spices, and we're very grateful to that business as well for letting us end things there and collect our signs back and be able to distribute information. So 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock. Again, leaving at 1 o'clock from Birch Boulevard. It's a way to hold the legislators to the fire. It's by showing up in numbers, letting them know that people, yes, we are willing to just not watch the weekend, you know, sport game. We're willing to get out. We're willing to walk. We're willing to meet. We're willing to do things. It's a different climate. And again, because of that activism that people are exhibiting, you mentioned Door before. Well, yes, there was a breakfast. I mean, yeah, I've been going to Door breakfast for, you know, 2 years now, and 30 people in the room. Well, guess what? Over 100 people at a recent Door breakfast. I mean, and the one coming up Thursday with Dr. David Garcia, recently announced, as you mentioned before, candidate for governor. Yes, I'm sure that'll be very well attended. It should be, so that people come out and hear what he has to say.
I think that's an indication of what Barbara was talking about before, just the increased awareness and increased desire to be politically involved. And yes, mentioned that David Garcia was the former candidate for state superintendent of public instruction. He's been up and speaking before, and now he is declared for governor of Arizona.
And we've had him on the show before, but he was running for state superintendent back then.
I am announcing that the next governor of Arizona, at least, will be a Democrat. We have some great candidates, as we often do, by the way. Democrats, and but when people talk about, and when candidates are considering your offer here for the boot camp, that it's a red state, it's a Republican state, you don't have a chance. We know that's not true. We, you know, even in the relatively short history of my political involvement since the election of George Bush, we have seen Democratic governors. We've seen lots of Democrats hold statewide office. The old timers can remember when they didn't. There were so few Republicans in Arizona, they didn't even have a Democratic Republican convention here. You know, they just didn't. It was just not a something. There wasn't enough to care. So we want to talk about once again the reason where the League of Women Voters is here this morning. Besides to share our lovely space, is to announce their ideas of boot camp May 3rd, May 10th, May 17th, three successive Wednesdays in the month of May.
7 p.m.
It's going to be right here at the Sedona campus of Yavapai College. You don't have to go far. And it's
and again, you can register by calling Barbara Luttrell at 649-0135 or emailing her at bluttrell, B-L-I-T-R-E-L-L, at AOL.com.
The meeting or the classes are entitled Getting Over the Can't. I can't run for office because I'm too busy. I can't run for office because I'm not qualified. They'll get you over the can't and get you feeling comfortable about all those things that seem to get in the way. This is the best way. This is the most effective way for political involvement. It does seem a little fearful. I mean, it's a little scary. So people react with "I can't" when they're afraid, but The League of Women Voters.
And as you said before,
we'll get you there.
Even if you're even if you think you may not be ready to run for office this time around, there are not local elections happening in 2017, but there's a bunch of them in 2018. It's happening. It's the whole state legislature. It's the school board. It's the local elections. So this is ahead of time. So we're getting people ready to start thinking about it. So don't be scared. Don't say you can't come to the training to get over the can't. Come to the training.
Well, that's true. The one of the common things that you hear is a time. And so you got this quick and dirty three meetings here. You know, if you can join Democrats at the Red Rocks, you can join the Republican Men's Club. But either way, you're going to end up with boring meetings. At least you think you are. The door meetings are all stimulating and wonderful, and we do have the breakfast.
The door decided a long time ago not to have long business meetings and instead to have speakers. And
right.
And so for the last 10 years, we've invited one good speaker after another. I used to think, you know, if you just went to door breakfast for a few years, you'd really get kind of a political education from all kinds of different angles. There would be people you agreed with and people you disagreed with and some very, very brilliant speakers.
Exactly. And this event, these events that the League of Women Voters are planning are purposeful, you know, and not won't feel like such a waste of time or at least another boring meeting.
And this will be fun, too. I mean, we don't want it to just be dry, we're teaching. You know, come to the first night because we're going to ask the panelists to talk about, you know, why they chose to run for office and, you know, whether or not they ran as part of a slate or individually, how they made that decision. There'll be a lot of personal anecdotes there that from which people will be able to identify and feel for themselves what they want to do.
Yeah, and I also would like to stress the fact that, you know, yeah, we say, well, there's no election this year. Why bother, you know? But the secret is being getting ready in advance. Mm-hmm. I mean, how many times, you know, like a few months before the election, the Democrats are scrambling to find candidates. And, you know, there's frantic calls and so on. And, like, people are being pushed into running and so on. And I can name some names, but I won't. So so this way, it would be actually planned and you could look into it. You might not end up not running, or you might end up being a part of a support group for a candidate. Who knows what? But at least you'll learn about what it entails. You'll learn what's available. And it'll enable you to plan well in advance.
I think that's a really, really important point. The point that you guys are making is that it's time to get involved is now. You not wait till 2018, but start learning about, you know, about what it is you want to do and get a perspective on what this process is. I mean, I think that's really important for people. If you're interested at all in running or being part of a campaign, this is a free training for three Wednesdays, and it, you know, it sounds like you've got a good group of speakers. These things are interesting, folks. I'll tell you, the truth is, the secret about politics is a lot of fun, as well as hard and a drag.
And another secret about politics: those who run things are the people who show up. It's that simple sometimes. You need to actually go to things. You need to go to your town meetings. You need to be involved. It's not that hard to actually become an elected official or to participate. It's just a matter of being there, knowing what the issues are, and being active on them.
Well, that's it. And the League of Women Voters isn't as partisan as I am. They are nonpartisan. And so I want to make that clear that we have these wonderful nonpartisan organization here running this candidate boot camp, but they're here on our show.
Yeah, which we need too. We need both partisan and nonpartisan.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to appeal to Republicans before we go back to if you're a sane Republican, think about coming to this camp and learning about running against some of these crazies. I mean, I think you would find support from Democrats and independents.
You and say, by sane, like, we mean I'm you care about nuts. Feeding old people, you care about educating young people, just those kind of really major things.
Like, I support education, Republicans.
Yeah.
I support the environment, Republicans. It could be just a couple of issues. You could be as conservative about money as you ever wanted to be. But we'd like to see some people who are interested in just taking some stands. Barbara, having not set you up, but
No, you're absolutely right, because there's nothing we would like to see more at the league than to have Republicans, Democrats, and Independents sharing ideas. I mean, this is true of every program that we do. We don't support specific candidates by name or parties by name. However, if we are political when it comes to positions. So when you look at things related to education, healthcare, et cetera, the league has a very studied and specific position, and we advocate for those positions. And we have often been told that those positions tend to, as you mentioned before, be reasonable. And so sometimes we are thought of as being more liberal. And I think when you look at our positions, they probably do line up a little bit more that way. But the point is, we really, you know, would like to see not only candidates and people interested from all parties, we also would like to see all ages. You know, I think it's really important. We have an idea here in this area that, oh, it's a retirement community. When you're retired, you run for office. But it can't be that way anymore. And, you know, when I look at Camp Verde and they have a young vice mayor, has two children, when you think about Heather Herman, who is on the school board, she has children in the school system. And I remember her sharing her story about, and she will that night as well, how, you know, when she started thinking about running for the school board, and the fact that she went to school board meetings during the year, she actually went to one or two trainings that were possible. And so by the time she was ready to run, she was very well equipped. So to your point, Angela, about being prepared, I think that's important. But we want to appeal to all ages, because it really is the young people who can make a huge difference in what their children's future will be.
Not only for running, but for voting. Nikki Bagley,
another mother with children,
you know, as a state Senate candidate, came very close, and who I believe is running again. So, you know, we want to keep these names out there of the we used to go to meetings or go to a political event, and I'm one of the younger ones there, and I'm not young by a long stretch, But there is a long stretch.
Very long stretch.
Yeah, okay, got it. I think they got it. But seriously, you know, that having one or two young people in a room, it would be really great. And we're starting to see that, because it is having such an impact. The unreasonableness of the legislature and the laws that are coming down now are having an impact on young lives.
So how should we wrap this up? Let's go, Kathy, direction. You can't see the studio folks, but there's
one of the ways we're going to wrap it up is by thanking our sponsors. We really tried to put together a quality program, and of course that takes a little bit of money. Money for the advertising that we're going to do, and the flyers that we're running. And I wanted to thank Steve Segner and the Lodging Council, who's been very generous. I wanted to thank the Sedona Chamber of Commerce, who is being very generous as well in helping with some outreach. The Cottonwood Chamber of Commerce helped with some outreach as well, and distributed the flyer. Mark Sterling and Sterling Financial has helped us out with this. And, of course, the League of Women Voters for putting it all together, and Yavapai College. So thank them, because it is, again, a quality program that's going to take place on May 3rd, 10th, and 17th, three successive Wednesdays, starting at 5 p.m., networking opportunity, and then right into the programs, real tools to learn how to run a campaign.
We do want... Go ahead, Angela. Sorry.
Oh, I just think this reflects really good things about our community right now, is that getting involved and taking initiative and taking responsibility and having so many organizations supporting these views and getting people involved. This is really part of who we are. It's part of our community life. And it's so important here when we have people who can but have always said to themselves, no, I can't. And this will give, hopefully, them the interest and perhaps the urge to actually go stand up and do this. So
Barbara, you're the contact person. You've got one whole minute.
Okay, good. Well, first of all, I just want to say that on behalf of the League of Women Voters, we are thrilled to be doing this. We are thrilled to have found Kathy, who stepped up and said, if you're doing a candidate boot camp, I volunteer to help and to run it, because she has done this before. And Angela and our other speakers who will be part of it, and our sponsors. And folks can call me at 649-0135. I already have about seven or eight reservations. We're hoping to be somewhere in the area of 20, 25 or more. And they can either call me 649-0135 or email blittrell@aol.
We want to mention that this show and all our shows are on vbid.org. This show might be up in just a little while now, or a day or two. vbid.org. You can catch this podcast and all our shows at the Verde Valley Independent Democrats website. BVID.org has all of our old shows. Thanks, folks.
You've been listening to Democratic Perspective, brought to you by the Verde Valley Independent Democrats, a weekly talk show focusing on the political issues facing the Verde Valley, Sedona, Northern Arizona, and our nation at large. Catch us every Monday morning after the 8 a.m. news and our Saturday replay after the noon news right here on AM 780 KAZM. It's beautiful out there, folks. Have a great day.